fire fell when the sacrifice was offered. And verses 33 through 35, three times Elijah poured the water on. Now, these pagan priests, they were notorious for their trickery, as even today you can see some of your television. Deceiving the people. And he filled the know that I'm and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for over all, the glory of the Lord will be a cover and a tent. We get into trouble, do we not, when we try to do it the Burger King way? Have it your way? God's people always get in trouble that way. And we fall prey to that philosophy, that practice from time to time. And it's a shame that we don't stick to the order of service, to the plan, to the purpose of God. Christ said this, I will build my church. And what? The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Sometimes it seems like they are, don't they? But they're not. That implies to me that the foundation of God's church, you can't shake it. That's what Peter wrote about in one of his epistles. There's some things that can't be shaken, and one of them is the foundation of the Lord's church. He is marching on. He's accomplishing His purposes, that His purpose from all eternity, and His will be done. I think the book of Revelation is written in part to assert that, to confirm that God is marching on. So let's do as Elijah did. Do away with the frills and all of the trappings of religion, and just stick to his way. And He has promised to bless. He's already blessed. He's promised to bless. So let us take Him at His word and trust Him with all that we have and all that we are. All right, our next study is the sound of the abundance of rain, beginning in verse 41. Another exciting lesson for us as we approach it.